Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I am Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Just putting everything together here, guys. Just hold on a minute. Yes, here we are. So good morning. I tell you, it's great to be alive. It's great to be on this side. You know, not saying that the other side is not better, but, you know, we are where we are, and we want to enjoy what God has assigned us to do here on earth and enjoy the life. So, again, good morning. I have good news for you. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. So welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtables, here where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. That's all we do. We come to the table. Just imagine yourself sitting around a table and mothers and daughters from around the world are listening and participating and hearing. The purpose of this show is simply just to tap in to your intro conversation, just to get you maybe tuned in to something that you might have overlooked. Not that we have your answers. We don't have the answers for you, but God does. And he's assigned us to come together and to just have conversations, and he will speak to us. So, again, if you want to participate in the conversation today, just click one. And when I get to the point I'm taking in the callers, I will click on your number and invite you to come in and participate in the conversation. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Keep in mind, it's not just a show that's designed for Dr. Bessie and Professor Oliver. This is a show designed for mothers and daughters around the world. And God will speak to you to share a thought that might be the one thing that another mother and daughter needs to hear. So we're in this together. So, again, we are here to nurture the relationships between mothers and daughters when we take our text from Ezekiel 16:44, where God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. That's a powerful statement. You cannot take that lightly. It is very, very deep. It goes to the essence, to the intent of your thought. Because as you thinketh, so are you. And what you do, you have a daughter that's watching you. Even if you're carrying that daughter in you in that 9 months period, she's still being a part of who you are. Your behavior, your intake, your attitude, your thoughts, your words, your visions, everything helps to formulate the temperament of the baby before the baby entered the earth. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the roundtable talking to mothers and daughters around the world. And I'll be going to the switchboard in a little bit. And our co-host is there, Cynthia Oliver. And we got an interesting topic for today. But in the meantime, text your friends and ask them to join, any mothers and daughters that you know. I mean, it's just a general conversation. It's not going to hurt you. Anything, God will speak to you, and it's going to help enlighten. So help us grow the community of mothers and daughters in these conversations. You can have them call 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the show. And, of course, when they get on, they can click one and join in. There's several ways you can listen. You can go to mdbn.org. That's our website, mdbn.org. And or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and it's on air. You see it says the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. That's the title to click in on. So let's get to what is our stimulating topic for the day. Our stimulating topic is mothers and daughters, let your purpose be God's purpose. Think about that. Let your purpose be God's purpose. So get your pen and paper and your favorite drink, as I say, and sit back and relax and join us for a conversation. Again, I'm your host, and I'm Dr. Bessie, and we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Don't you even think about it. That's what I like about the Internet. You never know who's on. You never know who's going to listen to these things. It's posted on Facebook, so you know it can be blasted anywhere. So you just never know who God's going to drop this information to in their lives. And I said, I think last week was that a lot of times I'm studying ministers and messages from people that have passed or gone on back to heaven or made the transition out of this earth, and I'm still getting revelations. I'm still being taught. So we never know who these messages are going to, where the messages are going to land and who's going to benefit from them and how many years it will be on this earth even when I'm gone. So if you want to contact me, you can reach me at drbessie1@gmail.com. A stimulating topic this morning, mothers and daughters, let your purpose be God's purpose. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So let me go to the switchboard here. Good morning, good morning. Let's see.
Good morning, Dr.
Cynthia. How are you?
Absolutely awesome. I am in my jammies this morning. I said I am going to sleep in and stay in today. And so the goal is to be in my jammies all day. So that's the great thing about doing the radio show from home. You can chill out. You know, you go to work and you still chill out. How about that?
All right.
I am absolutely awesome. Good morning, audience, and welcome to the Mothers and Daughters Roundtable.
All right, that you make me want to stay in.
I go so much, Dr. Smith. I said today I'm just home. Stay in and just enjoy my home. You know, just enjoy the home today.
Oh, you know, that's like you said, be still and know that I'm God. Don't change your mind. Don't change your mind. Just be still. If it came in your heart to be still, be still. You know,
okay.
Sometimes you don't need to go out. You know, if spirit is telling
you
to stay in, you know, don't override that because you might get out there and be someplace at the wrong time that you was already told to stay home and just relax. You know,
okay.
So enjoy.
Sounds
you deserve
good.
It. You deserve it. Yeah. Don't
thank you
yourself,
so much.
Enjoy.
It feels good. I got my coffee. I'm ready for this discussion this morning. I'm excited this morning because of our guests, and I'm just excited to just, again, just be on board and just being part of what God has called us to do. Talking about purpose for your relationships and forming it with God. It is just the most amazing thing to be on God's agenda and work for Him. So it's amazing.
All right. Well, Deborah texted me and said that she's on this morning, and I got to remember this. I got to remember these numbers, yeah. But I think this is it right here. Hold on a second.
Good job. Okay.
Hold on one second. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Hey. Praise the Lord. I was going to ask Cynthia to do the prayer, but when I got that text from you, I said, okay, well, we're going to get her later. But go ahead. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I miss y'all so much. You can't even imagine. I tell you.
I
even miss the sound of the music while I'm waiting on it to come on. And then when it came on, I said, oh, I missed that sound. God is so good.
Isn't that a wonderful sound? I'm telling you, sometimes I just let it play. Now, sometimes I'm struggling and trying to make sure everything is up and running and it's playing because I'm running behind. But a lot of the times I get into it and it hit my spirit and I just let it play. And I'm in here just moving around to the music going like, wow, I like this music. It's just, oh. But anyway, let's don't get ahead of God. And I think we have some people that have their number clicked, and had a young lady that said she might join us this morning. And I'll just wait till you finish. But I would love for you to do the prayer for us this morning, if you don't mind. Cynthia, you're live, too. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity. More than anything, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for allowing us to be part of this great movement, touching women, touching daughters, touching people around the world. We ask that you continue to use us. Let us say what you have us to say, not what the world wants us to say, not what we want to say, but what you have us to say. Help us be perfect in your will. Help us do your way in a perfect manner. Let you be excited about us and let you brag on your people. We love you. We adore you. Move now, Lord. Touch now. Heal, deliver, and set those free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Just give us a quick, before we get into the message this morning, give us a quick update, just a little bit about what you were doing. Give us about a one-minute spiel. What's been happening since you left the show?
Well, I had took a Saturday class, not really my doings on my own. I was forced to do it because of the schedules that I work in, the schedules of the class were being taught. So I ended up taking an accountant lab and maybe a business ethics, which was Monday night. And I must admit, it's very challenging. I say very challenging. At times I sat in here and I said, Lord, it's just me and you. I ain't got nobody to call in the class. Everybody is probably discombobulated with this course, don't really know nothing. But, Lord, I know that you know that you know. It's just me and you, God. Help me. As you promised, my hope is in you. And I tell you, those times I say, praise the Lord, the NB, I made two A's and a B, and God just never seems to amaze me. And it was very challenging and very emotional. And of course, I always want to quit when it gets tough, but I just look back at my track record at that degree art, and I said, Lord, I thank you. You know, it's been other classes challenging. I thank you, Lord. And actually, I went on my first vacation in my whole life. I had a week vacation. Got back last week. The reason why I say my first vacation, because when I had a job before, I was getting vacation time. But what I would do was I wouldn't even let it accumulate to a week or two. I would take every day I got off, I would go speak to the kids. I would go to Palm Beach. I would go to Miami and Broward. I would go. I always had a speaking engagement. I was always for the kids, the juveniles or the high school students or whatever. I was always going somewhere. So I never had a week vacation because I took a day here, I took a day there. That was just all over the place because I was following God's lead with the ministry, with the youth. So now I got a job and I'm not really talking like I mean, I have a hit and miss type thing going on now. I did a Boy Scout, Girl Scout, I'm sorry, talk maybe in November, and I did a homeless trust talk last month. So I'm not talking as much to the youth, but it's still my passion. And I'm just thanking God. This morning I wanted to sleep in like Cynthia. I said, Lord, I said, God said, get up and get on the radio. Take your shower, drink your juice. Oh, I've been juicing now every morning now. No breakfast. I've been juicing collard greens, kale, celery, carrot, whatever I could get in that machine. I've been juicing. That's a minute. Thank you, Lord.
All right. All right, then. Well, what I want to say that it's been a pleasure to the audience, and we have a lot of we have different people coming on as each week. So for those who don't know, Deborah was on the air with us. Basically, she's a part of our team now, and she had to go away for 8 weeks. And I tell you, I really missed you. I was like, okay, well, she's got to do it. Just you just fit in so well and became a part of the team. But I want the audience to know Deborah is the young lady that was in prison for 15 years, and she went to God, and she had a life, and God said to her, I'm going to get you out of here. And 2 years she was out. And I'm just giving them just the brief on it right now, Deborah. So for all of those people out here, and the reason I'm saying that because our guest today is one of the young ladies that's in our program from that's just been released, and we are so proud of her. And so you would just be, she would be glad to, I want the two of you all to meet. You would be a good mentor with her as well, because when she can see the wonderful things that you've done and that you went to God, you made God a promise. And just to hear your story, I want to be able to connect you with two or three other ladies. We got, I think, four ladies that are out that are doing really well now since they've been released. One has an apartment. Cynthia can tell you, because Cynthia's down there running with them every day. And so we'll take this on the other side of this radio program. But okay. I just wanted people to know that you come in with that experience that can help us help the ladies get to the next part of it. Graduation is in July. And so, you know, we're going to need you to help us to help them. I thank you for being on. And hold on one moment. Let me see if I can get you all live. Let me see if this is her number here. Hello?
Hello?
Ms. Jones?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. Honored and blessed by it. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. We are excited to have you on and just to be a part of what we're doing. Audience, Ms. Jones is now part of our ministry, and she's done an excellent job with helping us set up the Bible College for women that are incarcerated and the work release. It's just been, I mean, her organizational skills, it's just awesome. And we really depend on her and the whole student body, which I don't think any of the others on there. If you are, just click one and I'll pick up on it. But anyway, Professor Oliver's on here and Deborah's on here. And I'll come back to you once I go over what God is asking me to talk about today, okay? So just hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, I'll be right back to you, Deborah and Cynthia. Good morning, good morning. I tell you, I'm like Cynthia, I'm excited. I can see. You know, it's like God gave us the vision, and we've been working the vision, just working. And even when we got weak, it's just like, Lord, what's it? God, I can't think of it right now. I forgot, there was a war going on, and it just hit me, Jesus. Anyway, the Holy Spirit will tell me. And, it was Moses. And Moses had the power, and God told him to lift up the staff and hold it up. And every time he held it up, they would win. You know, they would be winning the war. Let me say it like that. And then when his arm got tired, his arms was coming down, and as he was coming down, they were losing the war. And so Aaron and Joshua, they went and ran and put one up under one arm and one up under the other to hold up his arm so that they could win the war. And forgive me if I get it a little mixed up, but, you know, you can do the research on it. But that's the way I see with Cynthia and myself. When we get tired, worn out, you know, it's like one or the other running, stick up, you know, hold the other arm up. You know, we just lift each other up because God has asked us to do a task that many people have not faced that challenge. You know, he asked us to do something and he didn't even give us a budget. He just said, I want you to do it. And we knew we had to do it, but it was like, I just want to see if y'all would just do it. And it reminded me this week of Abraham. When Abraham disobeyed God, he and Sarah, and had Ishmael, they decided, we're not going to have no baby now. You know, God said it, but shoot, he must have missed it somewhere. How in the world? I'm 80 years old. You know I'm out of the running for having a baby. And I, you know, Abraham, I don't know if you'll be able to do anything or not, but let's take a shot at it. and you go with this young lady here, which is my maid, and then we're going to give you a son. And she thought, I'm going to, you know, she's going to replace what God said. You know, out of purpose, out of purpose. But then God will do what he said he's going to do. And all of a sudden, you know, years later, too old for anybody to imagine, they had Isaac. But then Isaac, God said, I want you to take Isaac up on the mountain and use him as a sacrificial lamb. Now, I don't know too many parents that would take their child and lay it down and kill the child as a sacrificial lamb without being, even if you could muster up enough faith in God to do that. It would be the hardest thing in the world, I can only imagine. But then God said to him before he did it, no, don't do it. He said, I just wanted to see if I could trust you. I just wanted to see if I could trust you. But I see now that I can trust you, Abraham. And for that, I'm going to make you the father of all nations, as many stars as you can see. They are yours. That's how many children you have. And sometimes, not to get so deep to the point where I say that Cynthia and I are Abraham, but we all are God's children, so none are no greater than the other. But I think he said, I just want to see if you all would do this. I just want to see if I can trust you to do something with nothing but my word. So when we get weary and we get tired, we just lift each other up. Sometimes we have a good laugh, like yesterday. We just have a good laugh. So you got to laugh through it. But he always comes through. And now I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I see these women, some fall by the wayside, some standing, some wounded, some don't know where to go, how to do it. But they're still coming along. They're dragging along, and they're saying, I'm going to get to that finish line. I don't care what happened. I'm going to make it to that graduation. I have put in too much. Plus, you know, I have someone, God sent people to mentor me. God sent people to invest in me. God sent people to help me fulfill my purpose. How dare I not finish? How dare? And I tell them all the time, it's not for Cynthia and I. You work unto God. God is your focus. God is our focus. We're not doing it for a show. We're not doing it to impress anybody. We're doing it because we were told to do it. Now, that's what you're going to do. If God make it plain and you know in your heart and soul that God told you to do it and you disrespect God and don't do it, it is not going to go well for you. Trust me, because when he knows that you know, then you can't come and say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know God. Oh, you can't fool God like that. He knows. He knows that you know. And last week we talked about the unity between mothers and daughters. Now this week it brings us to our stimulating topic, mothers and daughters. Let your purpose be God's purpose. To me, I have no other purpose. Did I know that from the beginning of time? I knew from 5 years old that I belonged to God. I knew that there was a purpose for my life at 5 years old. And I knew it was a great purpose. But did that stop me from making mistakes? Did that stop me from getting off track at certain times? No, because we're always challenged. We're always tested, you know, to see if you're going to keep going with the purpose that you know in your heart. I didn't know what my purpose was at five. I just knew God was so strong in my life, and I knew he was talking to me. That I knew without a shadow of a doubt, and I couldn't really explain that to anybody because I didn't know if anybody could understand what I was going to say. Even my mother, I would tell her something said. Because that's all I knew. Something was talking to me. So during this journey on my purpose, when I realized what my purpose was, that's when I changed from being a banker and went into school to do to get a degree in psychology. That was the beginning of really getting on my purpose. My purpose was to lead me to where I am now, to minister to mothers and daughters around the world. So it doesn't matter if you got off track. That's not the point. That's part of the learning curve. What did you learn? But when you make promises to God, you cannot go back against that. You cannot lie to God. He knows your heart. He knows exactly. He knows that you know your purpose. And if you don't, mothers and daughters, if you don't know your purpose, I am saying to you right now, you need to stop and you need to spend some time with God. First, you need to be saved. You need to go to Jesus and repent. Ask him to forgive you for your sin. Receive salvation from him. Receive the Holy Spirit. Get in right standing. But boldly ask the Father, why did you create me? What is my purpose? I did that in 1982, and my life changed. You've got to ask the question. He says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall open. Ask and you shall receive. And that's, and I did it a little backwards, but it doesn't matter. But if you don't go and ask, you're not going to get the answer. The enemy is going to keep you so busy. He don't want you to discover your purpose, because in your purpose is your greatness. In your purpose is where you serve God. If you are not in your purpose, you are not serving God. Because in your purpose, in that seed that he put called purpose in your heart, was his design for you to serve him on this earth. That was your plan. That was the image of him, the part of the image that he wanted to serve on this earth. That's why each of us have a different purpose. We may have similar purpose, but trust me, it's as different as your identity. No two people are the same. No two purposes are the same. So when we run around and want to buddy up with this one, buddy up with that one, and laughing and kidding, and see, the enemy will make you think, hey, you can do it this way, and you're still going to serve your purpose. Well, that's a trick. And you know it's a trick because you feel bad when you do it. I messed up like that. The enemy says, oh, you can do mother and daughter anywhere. God placed me in a place to do mothers and daughters. But I thought, oh, I am so much in love. He said to me, oh, baby, you can do mother and daughter anywhere. Oh, I wanted to follow him. I'm just like sister said, we can't go there. We can't be plain. There ain't no secret in nothing. I was in love. I shut down everything and moved cross country. Going, thinking, well, there's mothers and daughters everywhere. Yes, there is mothers and daughters everywhere. But did God tell me to go? No, and I knew it. And everything dried up. Money, had money. Money was leaving my bank account like water running out of a faucet. Out of order. Didn't went well. It didn't go well. It didn't go well for me. It wasn't until I came back to God, fell on my knees, and said, God, I ask you to forgive me. Give me another chance. Can we start over again? And you just can't keep starting over and over again with God. He'll allow you so many chances, but when he knows that you know better. So when I went through the valley, coming out of the valley now, I look back at it, and I don't blame God. I said, God, you know, you set me up. Had I done what you told me, I wonder where I would have been today. But because I took my purpose and blend my purpose in someone else's purpose, it didn't go well for me because that was not my design purpose. I was trying to please somebody else. I was trying to fulfill the lust of my body. You know, I'm in love. I'm in love. Well, what greater love than to love God? You love no one better than you love God. No one has a place for you to go eternally but God. So, what are you doing? What is your purpose? If you are a Christian, especially, and you say, I'm here to serve God, the only way you can serve God is to fulfill the purpose that he sent you here to do. He sent you here for a reason. You didn't just ended up on this earth just to, as my daddy used to say, lollygag around, wander around, let Satan bounce you back and forth from one experience to the other, and then you end up in front of God and you're saying, well, Lord, I thought I was doing it. I was going to get to it. You know, I had some friends and you know, I was just living my life. I thought I had plenty of time. Well, you don't have plenty of time. You don't know. You don't know where your timeline lies. You don't know that. So every day you must say, God, what is it that you want me to do today? How can I serve you today? Now keep in mind, he created you for his own purpose, his own purpose. God's spirit needs to go through the earth. Spirit cannot travel through the earth without a body. So he created the body so that he could use the body to do his work here in the earth. So he assigned different parts of his spirit to you. Not like Jesus. Jesus had a purpose. Jesus didn't just say, okay, Mary, I'm going to give you a son, and you will call him Jesus, and then Jesus just come and do whatever you want to do. Jesus was designed for a purpose. God wanted to suit up, come down, so I can show my children how much I love them, so they could get to know me for themselves. I won't have to use the prophets. I won't have to depend on someone else to deliver the message. They can talk directly to me, and I'm going to demonstrate that through Jesus. Jesus could have made other choices. But see, he knew his purpose. He knew that he came for a certain reason. Now, you think about it. For 30 years, he's walking on this earth. You know, what lifestyle did he live? You know, we don't have record of that, not to my knowledge. But just think, he had to live a life. He lived a lifestyle. Sure, we hear that his father was a carpenter, he was a carpenter, but what type of personality did he demonstrate? He had to be a loving kid. He had to be one that knew the truth. He was talking to the Father. We know that because he went into the temple at 12 and he was teaching the rabbis. He was teaching at 12, telling them truths that they could not even fathom, to say, who is this child and where did you get this information from? So that demonstrates to us that he knew his purpose. And when he had the 12 disciples, he didn't just merge into their minds and their thoughts and their purpose. He identified with who he was. He kept his purpose separate from theirs because he knew he was here for one reason and one reason only, and that was to save the children. Now, Peter's purpose, John, Mark, Luke, James, all of them had their own purpose. And even though they walked together, they lived together, they ate together, he never merged his purpose with them. He prepared them. He showed them who he was. And he told them, these things that I do, even greater things that you can do. But he never said, your purpose is my purpose, and my purpose is your purpose, because he knew no greater thing, no man could do what he was sent to do. And it demonstrated that at the end, they all flee. They left him. And he had to walk the end of his journey by himself to fulfill his purpose. So mothers and daughters, what am I? You can't connect to someone and think that they can help you fulfill your purpose. No man on this earth can help you fulfill your purpose unless God ordained them to come into your life to join forces. We don't know people well enough to say, oh, if I hang with you, I can fulfill my purpose. You got to wait. God will assign you to the right people. And when they do, their purpose is their purpose, and your purpose is yours. It's still an individual journey. Because when it comes down to leaving here, they only put one person in that casket, and you're leaving here by yourself. You came by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. So don't fool yourself. Don't try to pretend. Don't try to pimp God. and act like he don't know that you're playing. You've got to know, are you going to serve God or not? You can't be lukewarm. You got to make a decision. I'm going to serve God. I am going to do what he asked me to do. Are you perfect? No, but you're perfect through Christ. And if you make up your mind, I'm going to serve you, God, then you've got to get up every day and you've got to get instructions on what are you supposed to do that day. You don't have the plan. You have certain pieces that God will share with you, but the total plan for your life, you don't know. You don't even know what's going to happen the next second. I don't. We don't know that. So that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. You don't see it. You feel it. God is a spirit. And you have to feel your purpose. You have to feel your way through. And even though it don't look like what you think it should look like, it never is. Because he didn't give you that. He just want to know if you're willing. He just want to know if he can trust you. He just want to know if you go seek him out to find out what the purpose. He just want to know if you would try. If you would just try, God would be so proud if you just tried. And if you fail somewhere along the line, you say, God, please forgive me. I failed there. I think I missed it. He is quick to forgive you. He said, I remember your sins no more. He remember your mistakes no more. He's not going to hold that against you. So when you enter into that gate, I would hate to get to that gate. And they said, Bessie who? Like, Bessie who? Bessie, you know me. I dare not think that I'd get there. And he says, get away from me. I don't know you. And it's not going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays and five times a week or whatever, how many times you want to go. It's not reading the words of the Bible and thinking that that's going to get you in the gate. It's meditating on his word. It's reading the word, getting the wisdom from the word, getting the understanding from the word, getting the revelations from the word, and then spending time. That's why he said, be still and know that I am God. And when you in the stillness and you know that he's God, that's when he remembers. That's what he remembers. He remembered the time that you spent time with him. He remembered you coming in the morning and sitting down and feeling him. You could feel his presence coming upon you. He remembered before you go to bed at night that you're doing that. That's why he said meditate day and night. He didn't even say meditate in the middle of the day. He said meditate day and night. So, you know, you can, if you get up in the morning, why not say thank you? Someone loves you so much they wake you up. You're feeling good. You can feel as good as you want. You can be as healthy as you want if you believe. There's nothing that's impossible if you believe. So, mothers and daughters, I'm saying to you, if you don't hear anything else, find your purpose. When you find your purpose, you will never work a day in your life. You can live and run. It's an energy like an ever-ready battery. I look at Cynthia and myself, and you can look at yourself. I mean, I know we know each other's schedules, but we run and run and run and do and do and do, you know, because what? We like what we do. We know this is our purpose. And when you're in your purpose, God gives us like extra energy. You know, I can go and go and go. People are like, how do you do it? And you're still wearing your 3-inch heels and you're just walking around. One lady said, Dr. Fletcher, every time I see you, you look like you're going somewhere to take care of business. You look like you're going somewhere. Yes, I walk with a purpose. You never see me dragging. You never see me complain. You never. I'm always laughing. Because I'm living in my purpose. I like it. Yes, could I do more? Sometimes I think, well, Lord, if I had the resources, I could accomplish more. But it's not the time for all of that. Learn the lesson. Get to the point where you know and God can say, okay, now I can trust her. She's demonstrated. They've demonstrated they can run a college just for me saying the word. They've demonstrated they can start this thing without a budget. Now, they demonstrate they could do it without excuses. Never tired. Going on when it looks like it's just running out. Just going on anyway. we laugh sometimes and say, you know, we ain't got enough sense to say no. When you get in your purpose, life is so sweet. It is. But when you're outside of your purpose, nothing will work well for you. Because the enemy is using you like a ping pong ball. He will hit you here, hit you there, over there. Sometimes you bounce off the table, pick you up, and throw you back over here. He will present all kinds of temptations before you, and you think you're living. You're not living until you're living within your purpose and you're serving God. Think about it. All right, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
That's, as you can say, that's my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, I really want to hear what Ms. Jones has to say about it, so I'm going to ask you to bring her in, but I do want to give the audience, as far as my take on it, as far as the scriptures that you were referring to, is Exodus 17 and 12, Ecclesiastes 5.
Well, just hold on to it then, and let me bring Ms. Jones on. So she said that. I was going from a different angle, but you're going to take me another way, so let me just stop and do that. Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ms. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Tanisha, how you doing this morning?
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good. What we do at this point in time, I usually talk, this is your first time on radio with us, I usually, the Holy Spirit usually send a message through me, and whatever he says, that table's the content of our conversation. And so we'll talk about this morning, working within your purpose. And so what I want to do is get your take on what did that message mean to you?
What it did for me is it caused me to reflect the things that I've been doing since I've been released, and to see if what I'm doing is contributing towards my purpose. Is it helping me move in that direction? And the story that you gave about when the Israelites were fighting against the Amalekites, and Aaron and Hur were there to help them keep the rod up. I just shared that same story with someone, not even, and so it was confirmation for me.
God is always on time, isn't he? He'll give it to you.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
With your purpose, yeah, are you? Do you feel that you're in your purpose now?
I want to say that I have to make my own decision. But I do know that without Aaron and Hur in your life, sometimes you don't be as focused, or you don't meet the mark as promptly or in the condition that you would have if you were part of my life. And a few others that I met prior, if you guys didn't constantly stay engaged with me and what I'm doing, as well as the other girls, and I'm sure that I can speak for them as well, that helps me stay the course and stay focused on my purpose. And now I understand why it's so important to share the vision or to be a part of a vision, because as a body, we can all walk together, you know. And if anybody is off course, then it's noticed by the person that you're walking with. You guys keep me reminded of that. And as my life coaches, you make sure that I know what it is, what my purpose is. And you make sure that I know in what areas that I will be able to help the vision of mother and daughter. And so that's what I got out of the message. And what it did is the Lord began to speak to me on some things that that won't even take me long to take care of, to continue building up the ministry or the school. in at the Work Release Center that we're currently at in order for us to move forward. And some things that I wanted to share with a couple people I've been ministering to here, a couple of men. And so that's what the message from the Lord. And it sparked me to heed it because, you know, he's always speaking. And so I have me some notes written down that I was writing as you were speaking. Yeah.
I know you were. That's who you are. Well, you know, and to let you know, I don't get up in the morning and come up with a topic. I get up in the morning and I release myself to the Holy Spirit. And I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want us to talk about today? Because I dare not think of how I can come up with a topic that would match anybody. You know, I'm still in the process like everybody else. I am living the life. I'm learning the lessons. So, you know, just trying to focus on my own purpose and my own lessons, you know, how can I come up with a lesson plan for somebody else? I'm not that good. You know, so I have to go to the Holy Spirit before I get on this radio on Saturday morning. What is it that you want to talk about? Because then I know he's going to touch whoever's on here and because he knows who's coming on. So that was the topic this morning, purpose, staying within your purpose, understanding your purpose, because that's the only way you can achieve what God has sent you here to do. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you being on this morning. And I was going to I had something else going on, but undoubtedly that didn't work. So Professor Oliver wanted me to get you first. Usually I come to the guest first, but I wanted to do something else and then come back and then grab you. So I'm going to go back. Now, hold on. You're going to be live. So, you know, that way you don't make any noises or anything like that. I'm going to leave you live so we can go back and forth. And how we do when we're live is that we try to talk and then yield so someone else can answer. So if you want to say something, it's all like jump rope, double dutch. You got to know how to get in.
Okay.
So I'm going to open up to Professor Oliver here, and then I'm going to open up to Deborah. So we all live now. Cynthia, go ahead now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. That was Ms. Jones. I'm so used to calling her Ms. Jones, you know, and her take on what she got from the message. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And so, again, I wanted to remind the audience the content of this conversation came out of Exodus 17:12, Ecclesiastes 5-15, and Genesis 22. All of the content in which Dr. Fletcher referred to when it came to scriptures is out of those three scriptures. And so I challenge you to go back and read those scriptures for yourself in order that God can speak to you for your purpose. And I heard Shanisha mentioned the context of mother and daughter, but I want her to understand that though we are all working towards a goal, your purpose has to be part of what it is that you're doing with mothers and daughter if you're going to stay the course. Because oftentimes, and it has been proven, that when people think that they're doing it for mothers and daughters, they fall off. Know that whatever it is that you contribute to the purpose of this organization, your purpose is in on it. And so not only will you be helping us move forward in mothers and daughters, we'll be helping you move forward in your purpose that God has given you as well.
Thank
you. Do that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it makes sense. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I just...
And see, what we call it a smorgasbord. I'm sorry, Cynthia. A smorgasbord.
No, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to fill in so she can understand. It's like if you got a table and I invite you and everybody say, I'm going to bring a dish. Well, when you come to mother and daughter, we all come together. You bring your ministry. Your ministry is your dish that you offer. And everybody, God is using everybody to teach. So I always tell them, you know, don't come saying you're doing something for Dr. Fletcher. Don't come saying you're doing something for mother and daughter. What did God ask you to do? What is your purpose? Make your dish and put it on the table. And then when we serve the mothers and daughters that this year it's going to be awesome, and we get ready to go out and do that, everybody's going to have their plate on the table. And then when you get up and serve your meal to that audience. No one can serve mother and daughter the way that God has asked me to do it, and I can't do what God has asked Cynthia to do, And we can't do what he asks you to do or Deborah to do or anyone else that's on this line. We just all have to know if we come together, we can prepare a meal that everybody would enjoy and be glorifying God at the same time. I'm sorry, Cynthia, go right ahead. I didn't mean to.
That's
okay. I was trying to clarify that for her. Go ahead.
Oh, all is well. And we're going to help you facilitate what it is that God has called you to do. And so that's what the organization is really all about. Dr. Fletcher kind of said it in a nutshell, but we want you to, we know that we're just so pleased and we're just so honored because you are such a woman of God. You are such a woman of God and you have such a great purpose on your life. We just do not want you to miss it. Because
yes,
it takes us to, and God told me yesterday, and this is so awesome because God told me yesterday that we are to encourage each other to stay in faith for what he has for us.
Amen. That's just it. And, that's
and that came out of Malachi. Absolutely. Malachi 3, 13 through 16. So if you also go back and read that, and that will help confirm what we all have been talking about this morning as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
so
Deborah?
That's my take on the Dr. Fletcher. Okay, we still open the live conversation. Deborah, you have any comments?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just, I'm just so excited to be back, and I'm saying, wow. I just want to welcome Kenesha aboard, and may God use her, and like you say, Cynthia, and her ministry, bring it in, plug it in, and just like the scriptures say, and Ecclesiastic, that her and Aaron was holding up Moses, you know, so he didn't go tired or weary. So we coming in to plug in to hold the others up so the ministry can go, but we still got our independent part. My part, I believe, is God always wants me to encourage and uplift everywhere I go, even in the school. He said, I just want you to encourage and inspire people and tell them about what I've done for you. You know, when I go to kids, I don't preach to them. I try to encourage them. Sometimes I might come off as preaching, lift them up. Lift them up. Hold them up. Fire one another to be that thing that God has called them to be. And we are all one body with many members. And I believe that if the ear is affected, so is the whole body. If the eye's got a problem, so do the whole body. If the leg ain't right, the whole body got a problem. So I am my brother and my sister's keeper. I believe that, and I tell the people that all the time in my circle. I said, I believe God waited on us to get it right. You are. I said, I don't want to ever lay down and dream about, you know, like I got it so bad for you, I can't even say I'm sorry, forgive you, or you know, free you of that transgression or that offense that you did against me, because I believe forgiveness is for me first, because God said, I'm going to forgive you as you forgive others, as likewise. So in my everyday dealings, I just try to do people like God would be pleased, you know. And so just some days that, you know, I missed the mark, and I ask God to forgive me and help me be better, you know. So I just know that God wants me to encourage, inspire, and lift people up everywhere I go. Even in the grocery line, when they start complaining about how long the line takes, the person, the cashier this and the cashier that, and my card ain't working, their card ain't working, you know. Just encourage, inspire, stop mumbling, complaining, and be about my business. Lift the people up.
Amen.
That's my
amen.
Business.
Yeah, and we're ministering everywhere we go. We are ministering everywhere we go. Thank you, guys. I appreciate. You know, I close my eyes when I'm sitting here on the radio, and the Holy Spirit just speak. And so, you know, thank you for it. For giving me the correction on that, Ms. Jones. It's Aaron and Earn, right?
Aaron and her.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
And her, yeah.
No, you were right.
Like,
you
okay.
said Aaron. You said the right name.
Yeah,
you
but
said Aaron.
I think I said Joshua or something like that. I tell people, you know, when I get to talking, just, you know, look it up. So anyway.
Oh, you was
I
on point.
That's,
you was on point.
And that's what we are all about is helping each other, you know, to bring the whole total picture to each other. And no one is none of us are perfect, but when we all come together and we unite, you see how God can use us to just make a pretty picture that everybody can see it and it's beautiful.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to be about. And this is what I want to see us do in 2018. is just be able to bring on more and more mothers and daughters. That's our goal. God has got some wonderful things planned, and it's going faster than we think. So I am just excited that you all are on here. I'm glad you're back, Deborah. I am so glad you're with us, Ms. Jones. You can join us any Saturday morning that you want. Hopefully we can get the whole team on. I'd like to have a show that deal with the women that have been released, because all of you now are experiencing a whole new life. We have a few more minutes. What would you say to the audience? How have God helped you to be where you are today with what you just went through? You have 2 minutes to do that.
How he helped me was I stayed engaged. I stayed participating. And although I wasn't sure I knew what my talents were. And whatever our talents are, that's what we use to move forward with our purpose. And that is the purpose, your talent. Whatever God has given you to do to contribute towards the body of Christ. And even in the notes that I've taken down of things that I needed to do, a lot of my peers at the Word Relief Center stayed engaged as I led by example. And since I've been home, I became overwhelmed with situations that come back to back to back. Even as I've been on the phone with you, I've had situations come up even prior. But it's the influence of you guys, and it's staying connected with the influence. And even when I was getting caught up into the situations here, you guys were persistent in making sure that I did what I needed. When I got ready to call Dr. Fletcher, on the phone the other night, we had just talked to Professor Oliver, and I said, I described you before I called you, and your firmness and your authoritative figure in my life. I'm not authoritative as in with a rod, but just as a dean, as a leader, as the head of mother and daughter. And when you were on the phone, your firmness is what I needed, because the enemy don't come with superficial weapons against me and against you and against others. And so I needed another soldier to speak to me as one in order for me to be able to stay the course. And I just wanted to say to Ms. Deborah before we hang up real quick, is that she said something earlier. She said she had to look back. Whenever she got weak, she had to look back. And as a mother, I think that I became better at parenting. Because I'm a, you know, with mothers, either way it goes, but I was better at parenting through experience. And the experience that I've had since I've been incarcerated, it's helping me to not go crazy and give up now, because I'm faced with so many different personalities, so many different weaknesses, so many different strengths, so many different all kinds of things. But I'm able to stand, to be steadfast, because of the experience of being incarcerated and having to be steadfast in the jungles of the place. And so that's what I wanted to just say, is that he led me and I followed, and that's just what I have to do now. It's just stay connected with the right people, just stay getting fed by the right people. And not losing sight of the talent that he's given me, and to not utilize it.
Okay. And what I'm gonna say to you too, Jesus came to save the people of the world, but everybody wasn't saved. Everybody didn't accept it. So you're not expected to save others. You expected just the only thing he's asking us to do is to share the good news, to give them the message that Jesus is there for them. Take all of those burdens and cast them on to Christ. You don't need to carry those. Those are not yours. If you try to carry the burden, then you've taken the place of Jesus. You need to get out from between other people and their relationship with Jesus. That's a lesson I learned. And he showed it to me with my own daughter. Stop trying to be God. I was trying to be God. Yeah. She wants something, I want to fix it. He told me, get out the way, because if you in the way and you trying to fix it, then they will never come to me.
They'll always come to you. She would come to you and ask you, Mama, so-and-so and so, but she won't come to me. And he told me to get out the way. That was a hard thing to do. So I'm passing that message on to mothers and daughters around the world. Get out the way. Allow your children to go to God. Allow them to have a relationship with God. God is the only person that can fix it. So we are here, and what God showed me when I met you, you are too valuable, and you stuck in my heart. And I told Cynthia, if I have to, I'm getting in my car, and I'm driving down to Florida. I will go down there and look her in her face, because I will not allow Satan to steal you when I know what God has shown me and your potential. So if you have to call me, I'll go figure out a way. You know me, okay. And you know Cynthia. If I told Cynthia, she'd meet me on the other end, and you look up, we'd be standing right there in front of your face. So
yes,
we are serious about what we do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am. Kanisha, your only job is to be an encourager to people. You are not fix-all. And you are not to take on the burdens of everybody as doctors. And sometimes you have to separate yourself when you get overwhelmed from people's issues, because they're not yours to carry. They belong to God.
Yeah. And then, Deborah, if you don't mind, eventually I want us to be on a phone call where we can introduce you, and you all can exchange numbers, and you could be a great influence because you done walk the walk. You understand? And
I have her number.
Yeah,
I've called her.
Okay. Well, there you go. So now, see how God is? And in that way, you know, you talk to me and Dr. Oliver, but, you know, sometimes you just need to say, you know what, let me talk to Deborah, because Deborah been there, she knows. And that's the other part of it. That's that smorgasbord. We can offer you a different – I can offer you a salad, and Cynthia can offer you spaghetti, but Deborah can offer you meat. So that's
because
our show for today. That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, and I'll be right back. Love you, ladies.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, that's our show. And you all have a great week. Love your audience. Bye, Cynthia, and bye, Deborah, and bye, Kanisha.
Bye,
ladies. Love you. Love your audience.